This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Just after 5 o'clock here on The Fan, we'll hear from Brian Cashman in a little bit. Garrett Cole done for the season. They may be saving some money in insurance. Are they going to reinvest it? I think Yankee fans are pathetic for giving up. And also, Aaron Rodgers has still not made a decision. We are 3 hours into this show. We are more than 24 hours into legal tampering. And Aaron Rodgers has not decided. Will he be a Steeler, a Giant, a surprise team, or retire? Same with Russell Wilson. We'll continue to keep you posted, but it is 5 o'clock.
Cinco de Fivo with Evan and Tiki on The Fan.
Cinco de Fivo is brought to you by Helix Wireless, connecting everything, everywhere, and by Mercedes-Benz of Morristown. Visit us online at 888thebenz.com. All right, we've seen the quarterback carousel the last 24, 36 hours in the NFL ahead of what's deemed a weaker quarterback draft class. I have to be honest, I put together this list today fully expecting by 5 o'clock Aaron Rodgers and Russell Wilson to find a home between the Giants and Steelers. Right. Yet here we are, and they still haven't. But nonetheless, I will proceed with the list.
It is interesting because what kind of negotiations are going on? I wonder if it's length of contract or just desire.
Yeah, money.
Right.
And how do you feel if you're Russell Wilson? All right, Rodgers, pick a team, and I'm going to the other one. That's what it feels like right now. But my list today, Teak, is going to be the five most likely teams to be desperate for a quarterback this time next year.
Oh, interesting.
So let's see. Here we go.
Here we go!
Number five.
I think we're back on the well with the Raiders here. I think Geno Smith will become very obvious to the Raiders that he isn't good enough in that division with Mahomes and Herbert, and they're back on the horse looking to draft or pick up a quarterback.
I think he's going to be decent, but you're right. Ultimately, what does it lead to?
Yeah, it felt like it was logical because of their relationship together when they were in Seattle, but Geno took a little bit of a step back last year.
Yeah. For sure.
Not that he was bad. It didn't feel the same as his Pro Bowl year 2 years ago.
And he does have his head coach back.
Right.
So we'll see. But either way, in that division, I think it's going to be tough sledding. But here we go.
Number four.
The Arizona Cardinals. We've seen smoke. I think next year's the year, ultimately. Kyler Murray gets truly shopped, and the Cardinals are the ones looking for a quarterback.
He's still young.
He is. But I think that's going to be the veteran next offseason.
Yeah, but where does he land? Because he's so unique.
It depends on who's desperate next year.
Kind of one of these teams.
Yeah, one of the teams on the list.
All right, here we go.
Number three.
The Cleveland Browns. Well, first of all, they're always desperate.
No, they always live here.
And if they're not taking a quarterback at two this year, I just don't see how they're not desperate, even if they end up with Kirk Cousins in August.
No question about it.
All right, here we go.
Number two.
The number two most likely team to be desperate for QB in 2026, the Jets.
Yeah. I mean, I hate to disagree with you, but Justin Fields is a lottery ticket. And while I hope the lottery ticket cashes because he's young and he has a lot of talent, I think it's more likely than not that we're sitting here a year or two from now saying, all right, where's our franchise quarterback?
The Jets suck.
And they might have enough talent where you're willing to trade up too next year. All right, here we go.
Number one.
It's the Saints. Derek Carr is back for this one rendezvous here with Carr. I think the Saints are going to be right at that top of the draft next year.
Yeah, I think they're a big lock. I think the other one that'll be up there are the Pittsburgh Steelers because no matter which route they go, it's a veteran They're not drafting someone. They're not picking high enough to draft an uber prospect.
They're Kyler Murray next year.
And Kellen Moore has been in a, he's been on a few different stops, right? The last few years.
Philly, the Chargers, and Dallas, three straight years.
Yeah, so he's been in a... I'm trying to think. None of those are similar situations.
No.
Dak at quarterback to Justin Herbert.
To Hurts.
Even though he got hurt in that in the end of that year. To Hurts. They're so different. I guess that could be beneficial in some ways, but it gives you no indication of what he actually wants to do at quarterback. Whatever it is, it's not Derek Carr.
And he hired his offensive coordinator, is the father of Garrett Nussemeier, who might be the top pick in the draft.
There you go.
There's your single.
All right, thank you, Sean. 888-808-1019. Let's go to Jim in Lincoln Park, New Jersey. What's up, Jim?
Evan, how's it going? Tiki, what's up? Hey, Sean, I'm the hockey guy from the other night. The other day on the social media we talked.
Oh,
anyway.
All right. Very nice. What's up?
Yeah, yeah. I bet the Yankees to win a World Series about a month ago, plus 750. I just checked now if you guys were talking about it before, plus 900. So you want to bet the Yankees to win a World Series, these are the best odds you're going to get.
And it's not, you know what's so funny about those numbers? Those are the numbers of a team that is more than capable of winning a World Series.
Yeah.
In fact, those numbers are better than the Mets. It's just the reality. And a part of it.
Well, the Mets still have questions, so.
Of course they do. They're not a perfect team.
No.
I would ask Sean this question, since he's so down on the Yankees, and he's taking a lot of shots at the Met rotation.
Uh-huh.
Is the Met rotation, in your opinion, better than the Yankee rotation?
It is not, but they've closed the gap significantly.
The gap has been closed. And look, the Mets are dealing with their own injuries,
well,
too.
You just have, you have the, what is Clay Holmes in spring training?
Cy Young. Isn't that what you told me?
Yes.
Right.
He's been ridiculous. And David Peterson. Who looked good in his last start.
Kodai Senga was great the 1 year he was healthy.
But what has he done this? I haven't seen him pitch in spring.
He's only pitched in one spring game, looked very good, and then he pitched on the backfields the other day.
Right.
Look, there are a lot of questions around both teams. But the point is, of those odds you just pointed out, the Yankees are still considered a team very much capable of winning a world championship. And that isn't just for the suckers that bet. I agree with them. Because of the league that they're in. And for whatever reason, I say that, and Sean thinks I'm trolling. I'm not. That's a good thing.
It's a new hour, Evan. We're gonna move it along.
Okay, good. He's not taking the bait then. Flavio is calling from Hawthorne, New Jersey. What's up, Flavio?
Guys, first of all, my head's going to explode. You mentioned earlier the Yankees made another $100 million because they made it to the World Series.
Yes.
And you're worried about a luxury tax?
I agree. Yeah.
That's a square on the Monopoly board. When did the Yankees become the Jets? When?
How? Well, here's the
good
news.
Forget about the Yankees.
They're not the Jets, but I appreciate and respect your anger at what you just laid out. The Yankees have a very high payroll. There's no doubt about it. Nobody's saying they're cheap. That's why I don't like the
Where
Jet
are they?
Comparison.
Third? Second? Third?
I think they're behind the Dodgers. They're behind the Mets. So I think they're third or fourth.
Right.
But their payroll is about $295, wherever it's at. It's a very high payroll. But they also make more money than any team in baseball, maybe this side of the Dodgers.
Fourth.
So to hear the GM or the owner say, well, the luxury tax is high, when A, you're bringing in even more money after a successful year like last year, and you're going to save money on Cole's insurance, that should not be the reason you don't make a baseball move that makes you better. Now, we can argue the baseball moves. Like we already said, Kyle Gibson, you agree. You're like, eh, not worth it.
I think that might be the, I think that might be the issue. And again, Cashman or Howe, neither one of them have got in front of a mic and said, we're not doing anything yet. They haven't said that yet.
Right.
We're just making that assumption, and it's probably unfair. But I think you got to give Cash and you got to give Boone some time to figure out whether or not they have internal options that can solve the problem. And I think the Mets will operate this way if something goes awry. I think the Yankees are going to operate this way. It's just, it becomes untenable, even though we as fans will scream for it, to just keep spending money whenever a problem occurs. You almost need to be able to solve it in-house as opposed to, I don't know, calling the plumber. Your garbage disposal jams. Call the plumber. Cost you $500 when you could just stick your hand in there and take out the chicken bone that you try to throw in there. that's kind of what it's. That's what I feel like the Yankees are doing right now.
I guess
they're fixing it themselves, and if it doesn't work, you're like, oh, damn it! Now I gotta call the plumber. It's gonna cost me.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
True North Store's beverage clubs just got bigger. Buy 6 Celsius, Pure Leaf Tea, Starbucks Energy, or Pepsi 1-liter flavors and get the 7th free. Whether you're craving an energy boost or just something to quench your thirst, we've got the drink for you. As a True Rewards member, sip and save with our clubs when you buy 6 and get the 7th free. Download now from your favorite app store for more details. True North Convenience Stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like filling out basketball brackets. Too many choices, too much noise, and no one wants a busted budget. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break down real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Make smarter financial plays today. No luck required. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
$1,000.
Pat's calling from Weston, Connecticut. What's up, Pat?
What's up, Pat?
Hey, how you doing? I just got my gotta put my seatbelt on here. But you're right. I think this is going to be a great chance for the Yankees to show that we are really the dominant team, because we're going to use our minor league and we're going to give the young guys a chance and see what we have. And then with all our money, we can do something later.
Now, what's funny about the minor leagues is over the last couple of years, it's actually been pretty good. Mm-hmm. Luis Gil was the rookie of the year. Austin Wells certainly blossomed last year. I think most of us expect a big step, and we'll see about Jason Dominguez this year, and eventually down the road, Everson Parara, who didn't make the team this year out of camp, but very well could. And that's going to be the key. Look, if you start ranking who's the most important guys on the New York Yankees for them to have success, a lot of the guys on that list are going to be younger guys either taking another step or guys making a big impact like Jason Dominguez.
Right, and some of them are going to get chances to contribute right away, like Will Warren, because they have to. He has to.
I remember last year, right around this time, talking about the Mets and the Yankees, and I said, look, I'm going to tell you something very boring, but it's the truth. And the boring thing I said to you is there's a young player on both of their rosters that are going to have to step up. If the Yankees are going to have a special year, if the Mets are going to have a special year. I don't know who that guy is. We can guess who that guy is.
Right.
But you're winning nothing if young players don't step up. The New York Yankees had Luis Gil step up. The guy was optioned. He was the first guy optioned to the minors in spring training last year. And when Gerrit Cole got hurt, an opportunity opened up, and he was the rookie of the year. That's number one. Number two is Austin Wells. On the Mets side, oh, you know who was on the Mets side. The guy got sent down, got called up, hit a walk-off home run, got sent down again. And then he blossomed into a star. His name is Mark Vientos.
Right.
The Mets aren't in the playoffs without Mark Vientos.
Right. After Keith called him, I think he's a little bit like Giancarlo Stanton.
That's right.
And I was like, what the hell are you talking about? And then you look at him, you're like, damn, he kind of is.
I forgot to tell you this. So I met Mark.
Is he big and
he's
strapping.
He's a big hulking guy.
Yeah.
He's very
it's intimidating. It's funny, he doesn't look it on TV.
He is, though. He's lean. Like, he's not big.
Yeah, he's not standing muscles on muscles, but he's big.
And he's a big man.
You could tell he can put weight on it or muscle on if he needs to.
No doubt. Now, I don't want him to put too much muscle on because I don't want him pulling hammies every 5 seconds. So I interviewed Mark Vientos. Very nice guy. I aired it on the Rico the other day. You probably didn't hear this. But I was talking to Mark about the journey, about being sent down, about hitting a walk-off home run and all that. And I said, Mark, when you hit that walk-off home run, I was so inspired, I wrote an AI song.
No, you didn't. You did not play him your AI song.
I didn't play it, but when I told him I did it, he was very happy. He's like, he's like giggling. Oh, God. I tell you, something, going face
he's like a kid.
He's a child, yes. But I was thinking about this because we talked to Paul Goldschmidt yesterday.
Uh-huh.
If I told Paul Goldschmidt I wrote him an AI song over the phone, he would probably hang up and think I'm weird.
Right. He'd be like, when I see you, I'm going to punch you in the
face. I'm a loser. But when you're face-to-face with somebody, it's such a different vibe.
True. But it's also a different generation.
That's true. Mark's young. Goldie's an old man.
Right.
Is that what you're thinking?
Yes.
So, yes, I told Mark that I wrote him an AI song. I didn't play it for him, though. Mm. I wonder why he didn't ask. I wonder why he didn't say, hey, I'd like to hear that song.
Do you mind sending that to me? Can you drop it in my DMs, please?
That'd be great. You know what? That's probably something every Met gets talked about now. Probably everybody wants to approach them with music after last year's season.
Oh, you think so?
Yeah, so they probably just stock. Okay, yeah, another guy with a song.
No, but I wasn't selling it to him. I said I was so inspired. I wrote, you can't send Vientos to the minors. I think I even told him the name of the song. Mm. But the point is...
Too long a title.
It was. Right. The point is, if the New York Mets are going to be successful, if the New York Yankees are going to be successful...
No a la minors.
Young players are going to have to step up. That is the key. Now, real quick, before we get back to your calls, I was listening to Al Dukes' show that he does at 5 a.m.
Mm-hmm.
It's called The Warm-Up Show.
Yep.
So CeeLo was filling in for Jerry the other day, and Al said, hey, we got a little bit of an issue late in the week because I guess Gio is on vacation,
mm-hmm.
and they have not found a co-host to work with Boomer Esiason. So Al made a joke about, you know, maybe I could do it. And it's like, yeah, probably not going to happen. So Al then revealed on the air his two choices to potentially fill in and do the show with Boomer Esiason. So with that being the background, I present to you the warm-up show with Al Dukes.
You know, we got together pre-show, Eddie and I. We suggested Pat Boyle.
With Boomer?
Or like Tommy that. Lugauer.
Okay.
Those
I don't
are
know
our
how the afternoon show would feel about
well, they can't,
pulling
they have,
Tommy off of his regular
well, for,
duties.
Before more, I also think that because of Tommy's relationship with Boomer, mm-hmm. being working on the show all those years, he'd be too awkward to do it properly.
Oh, I don't think so.
You don't think so?
No.
Okay, good.
No.
Well, I'd vote for him number one then.
Off air, maybe. On air.
On air now.
Tommy's got plenty of chutzpah.
Yeah, off air, he's still a little awkward.
Yeah.
Like me.
So, a couple of things. I disagree with everything CeeLo said. Number one, the afternoon show would not be upset. That's insane.
No, Connor fills in fantastic.
I wasn't even going to leave with that. I was going to leave with
Tiki thinks it would improve.
I was going to say, if it's a great opportunity for Tommy, we put that first.
No,
so that's number one.
I really just like Connor and Tommy's seat and Tommy in your seat, Sean.
Okay. Right. Loud and even mutter my name.
Wow. Yeah. CeeLo must think everyone in radio is like really selfish and they only think about themselves. Tiki and I, jokes aside, we would run to have Tommy filling in the morning.
Absolutely.
We'd say no.
Huge.
That's come up. And you'd hate us if we ever got in the way of that and you wouldn't have to worry because we never would. So, number one, CeeLo's wrong about that. Number two, CeeLo's also wrong. I think Al's initial feeling is right. I think Tommy would be intimidated by Boomer. And
would
Tommy, first of all, do you agree with me, Tommy? Or do you think I'm being harsh on that?
I think Al put it nicely when I said I used to work with Boomer.
Yeah.
What he meant to say was I used to fill the meter for his car and get him breakfast. As I was the breakfast coordinator back in the Boomer car.
That's
why we worked together. I worked for him.
You.
I don't think he would intimidate me, but I hear what Al is saying. It's kind of one of those like...
Okay, if you were in that seat, would you feel intimidated?
No.
You would just
like
go,
to see
you would
point.
Just go do your thing.
Yeah, off air, you know, Teak, I used to watch you play in the NFL, and then we did a show together, and I'm just like, I'm doing it here with Tiki, my coworker, my
mom. Right. Here's why I respectfully disagree with you.
But you know me now for a year plus.
Right. And Tiki's also, like, very sweet. Boomer's a tough, rigid guy, and also I see the way you are with Craig. and the way you were with Craig, and even the way you are. You're very intimidated by Craig, and I think Craig and Boomer are similar in that you worked with them when they were doing the show together.
Yeah.
Like,
yep.
You couldn't do a show with Craig. I think you'd be the first to admit
it. Oh, definitely not.
Okay, so you admit that.
No,
right.
100%.
So,
I don't think it would work.
So what makes Boomer different then? I think you would be intimidated. I think Al's right.
I'm sure I would be nervous and intimidated, but once the red light goes on, I think you go to work.
You'd go to work?
Yeah.
You
I think with Craig, it just wouldn't work because of whatever. He views me as... I wouldn't work with Tommy.
Right.
That would be Craig.
Well, I think Boomer would want to work with you, and I think I speak for Teak on this. We fully endorse it.
100%.
Yeah. So I think Al...
I want to see you on the morning show.
That's right.
I might actually wake up and listen.
I think they should do it. And Al said they were looking at different names, Pat Boyle, Tommy Lugie. Obviously, he's just filling in because I guess Gio's on vacation for a few days. So I'm in favor of it. Do you want to do it, Tommy? I don't want to speak out of turn.
Well, you already made it a thing here on the air, so you put me on the spot.
So you don't want to do it? That's okay if you don't.
No, it's always a thing of like, well, I guess I don't sleep that night. I'm here till 9 o'clock the night before, but we'll see.
That's what you're worried about?
No, that's the things I think of.
Oh.
Because I want to be 100% ready to go, ready to rock and do the show.
How about the day off? How about if we gave you the day off? Yeah.
What day off? Thursday? I'm working here on Thursday. Oh, no, they already have Thursday, Sal is doing the show.
Oh, they found a replacement?
Yeah.
They picked Sal?
So I guess they already found a replacement, but hypothetically, of course, I would take any opportunity. I love those guys.
Who's in Sal's?
Melusis.
Because I think BT's doing St. John's. But yeah, I'm from the Boomer and Carton tree, so I love all those guys.
You know what I learned from this whole story? They don't respect Al Dukes. Because Al said in the clip, his two choices were Pat Boyle and Tommy Lugow.
Right.
And basically, they crapped on it.
So they get Sal Thursday and nobody Friday?
I haven't seen Friday's schedule, but I know Sal's on Thursday.
All right, you want me to text Al and ask if it's still available? Because we're in favor of you getting that opportunity.
Do whatever you want.
Would you want to do it?
Tommy.
Well,
we want Tommy.
That's Tiki.
We want Tommy. We won.
Evan
Tommy.
Wants me to fall flat on my face so he could play clips on it on Monday. That's all the sense.
Fall flat on your face.
First of all, you
I don't believe that.
You would never fall flat on your face. You're very talented. Why do you always think there's some negative thing going on?
We all know Tommy Lugauer is a generational talent.
Well, I agree.
Even Boomer says so.
Boomer wants it. Did it even get to Boomer? Or was it just Al's idea at 5 a.m. and it just died? I don't know.
It's great that Tommy gets an opportunity. I do believe that it is a gift to the fans.
Well, I wouldn't want to let the fans down, Boomer.
Yes.
That's right.
Yes.
We want Tommy.
I'm always going to be modest. You know that.
All
so
right.
I'm just trying to play
Well,
modest.
I heard that while I was at the airport on Monday, and I was like, I was actually bothered by CeeLo thinking we wouldn't want that. Like, why would we
he's
not
just
want that?
He's just playing the other side of it. I think he's saying that.
The afternoon show would be pissed off at you to get an opportunity? That makes us out to be selfish pigs. Tiki's not a selfish pig. I'm not really a selfish pig.
I'm not at all.
I think Sean's upset. He's like, why wasn't I asked?
No, I'm not. You just keep thinking selfish pig, and I'm thinking Aaron Rodgers.
For the record, I would work with anybody here, but I would not sleep that night. So that's the
Sean doesn't want to get up that early.
Like, get up. I'd be up all night.
I did it for multiple years. I am very much enjoying the episode.
So did I. So did I.
Very much liking this.
The one conflict Beningo and I had back in the day was he loved filling in for Boomer and Carton, and I hated it. And Joe was like, this is the greatest thing in the world. I was like, this is hell.
Right.
You don't sleep. Then when the show's over, you pass out. Like, that's what I would do. I hated it.
Even when I was doing 10 or 9, it was like, I was out of bed at 6 o'clock. 5:30 some days, because you had to be on the road before rush hour.
Yeah, it's crazy.
It was brutal.
I honestly respect all those guys, like G and Boomer for pulling that off, and Craig.
Right, but at least they're not sitting in traffic. My problem was I would wake up early, and then I'd sit in traffic for an hour and 20 minutes.
Oh, that's not fun.
And it was just, you're just dead before you get to the office.
Well, you know what?
But if you're leaving at 5 in the morning, there's no traffic.
That's true. So it's earlier where you skip it. The part that would kill me is not being able to watch the sports.
Oh, like, you less.
Would you? Like last night's Knicks-Kings game?
There were nights I slept 3 hours when I did mornings at the network.
Really?
Yeah. And take a nap when you get home.
That's
it. Right.
You'd have to plan it. Like, you have to plan. All right, today's like, I got a nap when I get home.
No, no, no.
That was hard.
Well, we love you, Tommy. We want you to have every opportunity you get.
No, I love you, too. And I appreciate all the opportunities.
All right. Did you hear about that clip, by the way?
No. I didn't hear about it until you sent it to me.
Yeah, 5:02 on Monday morning. I'm at West Palm Beach Airport.
You came up to me about that, and I thought you were discussing something else that I did know about, but that pertains to the morning show.
Oh, no, I have no idea. Mm. Okay.
That may be, I don't want to air everything, but like, you know, there's people here that are leaving soon and stuff like that.
Oh, really? Who's leaving soon?
I don't know.
Well, you can't just put that.
I just put it out there.
What are you talking about? Who's leaving soon?
Like on a vacation?
Permanent.
On the morning show or somewhere else?
I think that's out there, right?
Eddie Scazzeri?
Yeah.
Oh, no, he's talked about it. He's going to retire, yeah.
So I'm sure there's people on the morning show that would want me to replace Eddie.
So would you do that? Because that would be hurtful. Because then you're taking the same job.
It?
Yeah, that would be. I mean,
I'm in.
Fine. Too bad they don't
get out of here at 10 a.m.
Right. So, yeah, well, that's true.
Nobody could replace Eddie. So whoever has to do that that's a brutal spot.
Connor could.
Yeah, but then Connor's got to replace me. So there's only so many Connors.
I will come back with your phone calls. Plus, why last night almost made me a New York Knicks fan. I'll tell you one thing I love about the Aaron Rodgers sweepstakes, because he hasn't decided where he's going to go yet or if he's going to play football yet. It's starting to really bother Sean. Have you noticed that? He's getting bothered by
it. He should. The Giants, after 2 days of free agency, and the day's over now.
Yeah.
Even though things could still happen later, but the business day is over. They don't have a quarterback.
Are you bothered, Sean?
I am. I'm getting to the point where I'm going to say kick rocks Aaron Rodgers.
Mm. They don't fall for that.
But you also know that they're definitely drafting somebody at some point.
Okay. Yes, I do.
And so you should feel okay about that?
I am still nervous, and I think we're underplaying the idea that the Giants are picking third, not first or second. We're not arguing tanking like we did 23 hours ago.
Right.
And with two teams in front of them, you can't convince me that we know for sure the quarterbacks are falling to three.
We know that. My only point is just going back to Rodgers, that if you want a free agent, okay, don't worry about how long you have to
Okay.
Wait. But here's that part I never understood. Yeah. Who cares?
But here's what's frustrating.
Oh, it's another day. Ooh, I can't sleep tonight.
Okay. Can we just put ourselves in a sports therapist's office for a second?
That's a baseball mindset, Evan.
Yes.
My mindset?
Yes.
Why? My mindset is when the guy signs, he signs.
The baseball mindset is I know what guy I want. I'm going to get him even if it takes a month.
And isn't that the right mindset, though?
No. The NFL mindset is I need to make this move before either he goes someplace else or something else gets in the way.
I'll tell you why I disagree with you, just because of these circumstances. There could be other circumstances where I'd agree with you in NFL free agency, but not this one. Your clear first choice is Aaron Rodgers.
Yes.
Your second choice, you're not even in love with.
But I don't even, yeah, exactly. Well,
but that's my point, then wait for your first choice.
No. But your third choice, you're so far not in love with that you might as well, you know, be marrying your cousin.
But that's you're making my point for me. That's why you wait until your first choice decides, and your first choice is Aaron Rodgers.
Evan, you're right.
Thank you.
But the waiting is frustrating because it's not baseball, okay? And again, I'm trying to...
You're used to it being done really quickly.
And if you put yourself in the sports therapist's office, think about how much baggage at the door, Giant fans, to speak positively about Aaron Rodgers. We're admittedly checking, right?
Mm-hmm.
The McAfee stuff about himself, right? And we have that tussle of people who are around Aaron Rodgers tell you he's not really like that. We are doing a lot to say, you know what? Everything I've thought about Aaron Rodgers, I need to check myself at the door because he's the best quarterback in the list. And then this happens. In the history of NFL, they had to create legal tampering because of this, because of guys agreeing to deals.
Right.
Here we are. We're going to enter day three of this, and he still doesn't agree.
You know what? It almost tells me that there is hesitation on the team's side, both the Steelers and the Giants. Because, what is Aaron Rodgers dictating?
A little bidding war between two teams?
I think it could be a little bidding war, but it also could be it's a tough decision.
But really, if you're the Giants, you're gonna have a number and you're gonna say, This is it.
Right.
This is the number that we're going with. I don't want to hear anything else. Period. And if you don't like it, we're gonna draft somebody and then we're gonna take one of these other free agents, Jameis Winston or whoever.
In that line of thinking, in real time, another quarterback has just come off the board.
Oh yeah, we got
Jacoby Brissett will not be a New York Giant.
No.
Arizona Cardinal.
As a backup for Kyler Murray. There you go. Another QB off the board.
Yeah, because they lost.
I forgot who the backup
was. Yeah, I don't remember.
He just signed with the Patriots.
No, he wasn't even there with them.
Was a year ago. Dobbs was the Niners last year.
Oh, it was really? A year removed. Yeah. Nah, I forget too who their backup was.
Kevin Cobb? Who was it?
Who was it?
I was just making up a
name. Oh, you made up a name. Okay. We'll get your calls, and I'll tell you why OG Anunoby is quickly becoming one of my favorite players. 888-808-1019. Let's go to JR in Somerville. What's up, JR?
Hey, what's going on, guys?
Yo.
This has been the most loser conversation maybe all day in the history of this station. This is ridiculous. what I've been hearing about the Giants tanking and Yankees not having a chance. Evans gaslighting some guy about a fantasy baseball trade. Everything has been loser mentality today, and Evans a ringleader. So, you know, first things first. I wanted Brissett. Yeah, because this is ridiculous. I mean, forget about Brissett, because he just went, that's the guy I wanted. NFL's at the all-time lowest rate as far as turnovers. They had the lowest turnover rate last year. That's a guy who doesn't turn the ball over. You bring in Jameis, and you're automatically losing the turnover battle when that's too big of an outlier. Right. So I don't want to do that. The second thing is are these Giants calls? Joe Shane should be able to make a pick at three. Okay? Make the right pick. You know, if anything, copy off of Howie Roseman's test, okay? Because you got 8 picks. You got the COVID year kids. People forget. You got the COVID year kids coming out. So you're going to have a lot of draftable players that are going to be undrafted. So Joe Shane needs to get an undrafted free agency. None of this stuff needs to happen where you guys are calling up with all these things about really point shaving. The FBI should be getting all these callers and telling them, hey, these are all the guys who are with point shaving, okay? That's all I got, all right?
They are. You make a good point.
Great phone call.
Good point.
Very good.
Lose on purpose.
Yes.
Nobody's going to take notice, especially not Vegas.
He is right, too, that we pay attention to the big things. You know, what they're going to do with three. What they're doing here at the top of free agency. But real winners are written by late in the draft, by free agency, kind of the back belly of free agency, right. The underbelly, and also undrafted free agents. He's right. I mean, Joe Shane had a good draft last year, and what did it really lead to?
Yeah.
Is more to being a GM than just that.
Not a ton of success. He just needs to shore up the offensive line. That's what it comes down to. Mekhi Becton still sitting out there.
Excuse me?
Mekhi Becton. Your Mekhi Becton.
You're endorsing the Giants signing Mekhi Becton?
Former tackle Mekhi Becton, damn near Pro Bowl guard Mekhi Becton.
Why was he a Pro Bowl guard?
Because he's a massive human being.
What else? What do you think the real reason is? Well, he's always been a massive human being.
Well, he was in a role where he could thrive.
Coaching.
And Jeff Stoutland is the best offensive line coach in football.
Completely agree with you. I don't know if you bring him to New York, that all of a sudden it's going to continue.
Carmen can do somewhat good with him.
What did the Giant offensive line do last year?
They had a pretty good running game.
Yeah, but their offensive line in general didn't pass protect very well.
Yeah, I'm not talking about pass protect.
But that's a big part of having an offensive line, isn't it?
Okay, when you have a Pro Bowl All-Pro right tackle next to you, you have a Pro Bowl center in Cam Jurgens, you know, Johnson, and then Cam Jurgens next to you.
Yeah.
Mekhi Becton's got it pretty good.
That's my point. That's why I don't know if him coming to the Giants works out all that well.
I mean,
plus it would annoy me.
Illuminor's good.
No, he's all right. Let's go to Chris in East Hanover. Hey, Chris.
Hey, guys. Hey, Evan. Longtime fan. Tiki, longtime Giant fan.
Appreciate it.
Been listening to you guys for over 20 years, and then Tiki, glad to hear you on.
Thank you, man.
Tiki, I'm actually a neighbor, bud. I live right in East Hanover, and we got a lot of mutual friends.
Oh, yeah.
My brother lives in Florham Park.
Nice. You're right around the corner then, bro.
Yeah. So, a few quick points. First off, Cole, devastating, but next man up, you know, I think as Yankee fans, and I've been a Yankee Giant and Knicks fan my whole life, you know, you got to grind it out. We've got to see what happens at the trade deadline. Other guys got to step it up. But these callers, like the season's over and stuff, it hasn't even begun yet, right? I mean, everybody's got – other teams going to have injuries. There's going to be opportunities, right? And, you know, as a Knicks fan, to see Jalen go down and to see Brunson and to see Cole go down, it's, like, defeating. Like, my brother, my sister, and my best friend, they call me the mush because I drafted the Yankees and the Knicks in the UFL, Universal Fantasy League. My buddy started it. We draft teams out of each of different Major League Baseball throughout the year.
Wow.
Yeah, and he made up a scoring system. But, of course, I got the Knicks and the Yanks, and look what happens. Both the stars go down.
So, hey, it's not over yet,
I'm
dude.
Stop
it's not
guys.
Over. But it's not over.
Exactly. For both teams, it's not over.
Right, and the Yankees hadn't even started yet.
Right. And, look, the basketball thing's a little bit different. Obviously, we know Jalen needs to be healthy for the Knicks to be able to go on a run. But we've got time before the playoffs start. We got well over a month right now. The clock is ticking, and they need him back. We all know that. But it can still happen. In the Yankee case, there are so many examples of teams who lose key players, star players, and win World Series anyway.
Right.
Because baseball is not about that star.
Look with the Dodgers
last year. Yeah, look at their entire rotation.
Right. And, you know, they bullpened some of those games, and they still found a way to get it done. Now, it was probably similar to what the Yankees are going to have to do this year, as we're talking about the pivot from a pitching heavy or pitching dominant team, and that's how you're going to win, to we just got to bludgeon people. And they got lucky because they had the roster to do it.
And they did. Now, last night, the Knicks destroyed the Sacramento Kings, snapping their three-game losing streak. And over the course of that game, Mike Breen and Jamal Crawford, who was doing the game, told a very quick story about OG Anunoby and led me to an article that was written about OG Anunoby in which it's revealed he's a very funny guy. But that wasn't the only thing revealed about OG Anunoby.
The other thing I found, I was very pleased to find this out in the article, is that he's, like you, big baseball fan. He's a big Mets fan.
Okay.
Well, first of all, Jamal, we got an issue. That okay from Jamal Crawford was very patronizing. It's very
okay.
Like, whatever. He's a Met fan.
Do we know what fandom Jamal Crawford has?
I don't know. But Breen said Jamal's a big baseball fan.
Yeah.
So Breen tells this story about OG being a Met fan. I'm deeply confused because my reaction is, what? Yeah, is he a Met fan? That was my reaction.
Where is he from?
So
he went to high school in Seattle.
No, so he's from Missouri. He grew up
Crawford,
in Missouri.
Oh, Crawford.
Okay. To OG Anunoby. He, I guess, moved to Missouri at a young age, and he grew up in Missouri. I read this in this article by, it was in The Athletic.
Okay, so how does that make him a Met fan?
We'll get there. We're getting there, buddy. So he's a Cardinal fan, all right? And apparently became a huge fan of Carlos Delgado and Pedro Martinez and turned into a Met fan.
So followed them and became a Met fan.
Here's what I'm thinking.
He wasn't really that big of a baseball fan.
Well, no, I think he was young. So what year was OG Anunoby born? Do we have a birth date year on OG Anunoby? And I'll walk you through how this happened and how crazy this is, because it's actually mind-boggling. 1997.
What the hell?
Okay. I
graduated from college in 97.
I know, man. It's weird. So OG's born in 1997. So 8, 9 years old, that's when you start to really formulate these sports opinions, right?
Yeah.
When he was 9 years old, the St. Louis Cardinals were playing the Mets in the National League Championship Series. Delgado's first year with the Mets. So here's what I'm picturing, and this makes OG Anunoby one of the coolest human beings I've ever... It made me root for the Knicks for about 5 minutes last night.
Go ahead.
I want to walk you through this. 9-year-old OG, watching the Cardinals, his favorite team, falls in love with Delgado in the middle of the NLCS. The Mets lose in the most brutalistic way humanly possible, and OG's thought is, that's my team, and I'm sticking with them. And OG remains a Met fan after watching the Mets.
That's not what happened? You're just speculating that that's what happened.
Let's put the pieces together.
But it doesn't make sense. If they lost Missouri in a brutal way to the state, to his team.
But Deke, I'm just telling you, he grew up as a Cardinal fan. This is what's written about him. Grew up a Cardinal fan, became a Met fan because he loved Delgado. Huh. Delgado's first year with the Mets was 06.
Right.
In 06, when OG is 9, the Mets are playing the Cardinals in the NLCS where the Cardinals beat him. So when did he become a Met fan? The year after?
Mm. When did Carlos go to... He went to the Mets.
06 was his first year.
And then...
I think his last year was like 2009.
God, he's there long enough to really become a...
But he's 9 years old. You got to remember, we're talking about young baby OG. Baby OG. Okay, little OG's tiny.
But
right?
What about Carlos Delgado made him... love him?
His swing was unbelievable.
Yeah, but he's not seeing him every day in St. Louis.
Why are you poking my guy, OG Anunoby?
Or not even St. Louis, just somewhere in Missouri.
I'm just wondering
how the heck at 9 years old he's watching the Mets.
What, are you calling into question OG's story?
No, I believe it.
It's crazy, isn't it?
It just doesn't line up.
But why would he? You think he's pretending because he's in New York now?
Possibly.
Because he hates Jalen Brunson and Josh Hart so much, he's like, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to screw with them. Jalen's a Philly fan. Let's go, Mets. Josh Hart's the great grandson, uncle of a legendary Yankee, whatever the connection is. Let's go, Mets. So you think OG's sticking it to his teammates by making up a Mets story?
It would be genius. It would be utter genius.
And they do say he has a great sense of humor.
Right.
Either way, all I know is this. I kind of like OG Anunoby now.
Of course.
I mean, he's kind of cool. Great defender, man. Leaves it all out on the floor.
Shut up.
What? I was in the home last night. Breen tells that story. Then immediately, after I find out about the Breen story, because I kind of passed out in the middle of the game last night, so I was notified of the Breen story, I read the article this morning, and I'm like, holy crap! This guy's a legend!
There's some validity to this.
So, I'll say it one time, and then we'll move on and never talk about it again. Let's go Knicks. There you go. Done.
He said it.
Why are you looking at me like that, Sean? I did nothing wrong.
No, I'm just more angry at Aaron Rodgers.
It's a great smile. Great smile that Tommy has right now.
Tommy's smiling. Tommy loves all of it because, A, he told me about the reference, and, B, he loves hearing me say, let's go Knicks.
Well,
even though I really hate the Knicks, but in this moment, I love them.
The fandom of the Knicks locker room has been a big-time subject on this radio station. We know there are several Eagle fans, yep. There are Yankee fans, and other than Precious, he was the only Met fan on the team. I still don't think there's any Giant fans, so anytime I hear a Met fan, Giant fan in that locker room, I don't have to defend the fact that my entire basketball team roots for the friggin' Eagles. I'm all smiles.
I agree with you.
That's fact.
There's something weird about hearing your favorite team, in this case your favorite team, have guys on it who likes other teams that you like. There's something cool about that. That's right. Why I wanted Donovan Mitchell for so long.
I was just about to bring Donovan up. That's why we wanted him here, because he's such a great ambassador for the Mets.
Yeah. The good news for OG Anunoby, you get plenty of Soto mania when he's out by, you know, early May.
What was that?
He's making a reference to the Knicks losing in the second round.
Oh, that's okay.
Plenty of time to watch that baseball.
That's okay. I thought he was making a dig at Soto getting hurt. We're good now. I thought.
What?
Yeah, I didn't know what you meant by that.
Yeah, I lost it, too.
Yeah.
It didn't register.
Sorry, I'll try back.
Street Easy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House with a home theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games, or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-Hour Energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
If you're thinking about GLP-1s for weight loss, listen up. You must make sure you're maintaining your muscle mass while you're losing weight. Otherwise, you can slow your metabolism and regain the weight. Omisid, a natural superfood protein shake, has been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. It optimizes and supercharges your metabolism so you can lose weight easily. Use Omisid with GLP-1s or as a natural alternative. Find out more and see the university studies at omised.com. That's AlmaSed.com.
Hey, it's Jim Costa with Cash the Ticket. Mike Valeni and I are all over the tournament again this March. Breakdowns of every region and every game, who are the Cinderellas, and which team's cutting down the nets. Subscribe and listen to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app, wherever you get your podcasts.